Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing our series on the subject of the power of the tongue. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, we see these words, "Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." To hold fast means to use strength to seize or retain, or to hold it down, to keep firmly fastened or to possess. And your confession of faith, as mentioned in this scripture, is your verbal proclamation of your belief and confidence in God's word. It's you stating God's word over your life. Do you do that on a daily basis? Are you careful to state God's word over your life instead of your circumstances or what you see happening in your life? God wants you to be a person who uses the power of his tongue to hold fast the confession of your faith without wavering, because he is faithful that promised. Holding fast your confession of faith, meaning that you're holding on to what God says about your life, is vital for you to have victory in your Christian life. In Malachi chapter 3, the people of God were rebuked by God for some of the words that they spoke. In Malachi 3:13, we find this, "Your words," and this is the Lord speaking, "your words have been strong and hard against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is useless to serve God, and what profit is it if we keep his ordinances?" Many Christians say things that may not be as direct as the words that the Lord rebuked the people of Israel for right there in that scripture in Malachi, and yet they are hard against God. Or another translation says, "Your words are stout against me, because you say it's useless to serve God, and what profit is it if we keep his ordinances?" Many people will find themselves, when they're under pressure and things are perhaps not going as they had hoped, saying, "What good is it to pray?" And those words are hard against God. They're stout against God. God doesn't want you to speak that way when you're under pressure. Those are the times when you need to hold fast your confession of faith, as Hebrews 10:23 exhorts us, because God is faithful who promised. All God's promises are true, and it's vital for you to decide before you hit a crisis and before you hit a storm in your life that you are going to hold fast or seize with strength the word of God, and that you are committed to making that the confession of your faith, that those are the words you're going to say no matter what your circumstances look like. In order to do that, you need to get a hold of the word of God. You need to confess what God says, and you can say things like this: all God's promises are true. They are yes and amen, according to 2 Corinthians 1:20. And because I know whom I have believed, and because he is faithful that promised, and because all those precious promises belong to me here in the land of the living, I am confident that Jesus is causing me to triumph in all things in my life. The statement that I just made was a combination of scriptures stating what I believe about God's word, that God's faithful, that his promises are true, that God intends to bring all those precious promises to pass here in the land of the living in my life, and that Jesus desires to cause me to triumph in all things in my life. It's important for you as a believer to decide, I am going to speak the word of God over my life, and I'm going to pray according to the word of God, so you don't find yourself in a position when you're under pressure or in a crisis that you're frustrated and saying, this isn't working, and I don't know if God's going to help us, and I don't know if God's going to come through, and I don't even know if prayer works, because you're under tremendous emotional pressure. God tells us here in Hebrews 10:23, hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. And the wavering part is a warning, because there will be times when you will be under extreme pressure to waver about what God's word says and what you see with your eyes in your circumstances. But God wants you to be confident that He is faithful that promised. The Apostle Paul said, we believe and therefore we speak. He was saying that he believed what God's word said, and that belief was what guided his speech. We believe and therefore speak. His belief was the basis for his speech, just as it was for King David, whom he was quoting in that scripture. His speech, the Apostle Paul, was never based on his feelings or even the adversity of his circumstances, which were tremendous. Instead, he always spoke dominion over difficult circumstances, which was based in his trust in God. For example, in 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, Paul said these words, at all points we are hard pressed, yet we are not hemmed in. We're perplexed, yet not at our wit's end. We're pursued, yet we are not forsaken. We're struck down, yet not destroyed. He spoke dominion over difficult circumstances based on his confidence that God was faithful, who'd made him the promises. God wants you to be a person who holds fast to your confession of faith and allows that confession of faith to come out of your mouth. Many people will say, well, I believe God in my heart. I don't say a lot about it, but I believe him in my heart. That will not get you as far as if you're a person who's willing to do what the scripture says, to confess your faith with your mouth without wavering, because God's faithful who promised. Be like this Paul, who said, we believe and therefore speak. So you say that you believe, then I encourage you, speak out of your mouth what the word of God says, especially in the middle of difficulties you may be facing. Don't say what you see with your eyes, because the scripture says that we walk by faith and not by sight. God wants you to be able to hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering. That word wavering is translated from a Greek word which means to lean or to bend or to stagger. You know, we're tempted to stagger in our confession of faith when pressure comes and the promises of God don't look like they are working or they don't look like they're coming to pass. Remember Abraham? Abraham had plenty of natural reasons to doubt God's promise to him about having a son through Sarah. And yet the Bible says of him, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Romans 4:20-21. Unbelief is the enemy of your faith, and it will make you stagger at God's promise if you let it into your life. In order to avoid wavering in your faith confession, you must be fully persuaded. Get in the Word of God, take those words to heart, memorize them, meditate on them, and then when you're faced with the pressures of life, you will not stagger with unbelief. You will not waver. You will be fully persuaded. James 1:6 reveals another place where wavering will cause problems. It's in the area of asking or praying. Now, this is very, very important for Christians to understand. Many Christians pray in an unbelieving or a doubt-filled mode. The very words of their prayers reveal doubt in their hearts about whether God's going to come through or not. This scripture explains that there will be no results from that type of praying. James 1:6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. And then it goes on to say in verse 7, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. This is a warning to us. God doesn't want us to pray words of unbelief and say, well, God, I hope you're going to do it. I don't know, but I hope you're going to do it. I hope you're going to help me. And those are not faith-filled prayers. God wants you to believe him. God wants you to take his word and say, God, you said that you're my protection. You said you would keep me and preserve me. I'm in a dangerous situation right now, and I'm asking you to watch over your word to perform it. Thank you for hearing me and protecting me right now. The most dramatic story I ever heard about someone praying in faith in a very dangerous situation was published in a Christian magazine a few years ago. And it was the story of a couple that were flying to Cancun, Mexico from Florida, got on the DC-9, and after having been in the air for an hour and a half, which was supposed to be the duration of the flight, the husband noticed that there was no land in sight. And it wasn't too much longer after that that a stewardess came on the microphone and told them that they'd had mechanical problems and that their tracking system had failed and that they had missed a turn. And instead of going to Cancun, they'd turned out to the open sea and they were running out of fuel rapidly and did not have enough fuel to make land. And they were going to have to prepare for a water landing. This couple who believed the word of God and had committed much scripture to memory began to pray as the people in the plane began to panic. And they began to say what they believed in their heart and prayed, Father, according to Psalm 91, we believe that because we love you, you will deliver us. Miraculously, the plane made it to land. And though they were only at an hour and a half worth of fuel, they were in the air over 3 hours and the plane crash landed and not a person was killed. God wants you to be a person who will hold fast to your confession without wavering because God is faithful, that promised. That's all the time we have. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.